Father Joseph, welcome to the radio. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
There are many messages on internet, and there are many Christians who proclaim that Obama is the Antichrist. Is that right, according to the Bible?
No, it's completely wrong.
And how do you know?
I know because it's impossible.
Because we need to see what the Bible says. That's what we can believe.
Yeah, the only way you can interpret Obama being the Antichrist is if you don't know the prophecies. Obama is an Antichrist, but he's not the Antichrist.
I see. Understand? So what does the Bible say?
First of all, the guy is kind of, he wouldn't deceive the world. He's not, I don't think he's smart enough.
In fact, nobody likes him.
No, everybody understood by now that he's a puppet of the New World Order, understand? In fact, he got burned out because he couldn't keep any of his promises. The Antichrist will keep his promises in the beginning. Mm. In fact, he will have the whole world following him. I mean, half of the world realized the guy's a puppet by now. Mm-hmm. Even in America, he lost almost half of his support. In fact, they said in the news that if they would go now to the vote, he would lose the election. I mean, he only won because he had the support of the media and the New World Order. So the New World Order owns most of the media in North America, and he was re-elected by the media. They put him in a good light,
yes,
and they put all his competitors in a bad light.
But we want scriptures, Brother Joseph.
So what is it you don't believe?
Well, what you said right now about the competitors being put in a bad light, that's actually biblical, because it says the Antichrist will come to power by intrigues.
No, by intrigues in the sense that he will deceive the world. But now, yeah. Obama only deceived the world to get elected.
But he did deceive.
But no, it's like now they say, he went to Germany, and he will say, yes, we can. Now they're making fun of him and say, yes, we can.
Yeah.
Because, you know, America just became the clown of the world, understand? You know, they attacked Iraq because they are weapon of mass destruction. They even checked under Saddam bedroom, under his bed, they found nothing.
Really?
Just a bunch of liars. Nobody trusts America anymore, understand? America, in no way the Antichrist will come from America. Everybody knows America now is the villain of the world.
So where does the Antichrist come from then?
Used to be the Christian country, used to be the place of salvation to go protect, but now they don't need God anymore. They're taking God away from everywhere, so they're losing the anointing.
Where does the Antichrist come from then?
It comes from Europe.
How do you know?
Ezekiel 38:39, you can read it. Antichrist is called Gog from Magog.
What does that mean, Gog from Magog?
Ezekiel 38:39, any Bible scholars will tell you, it talks about the Armageddon. Armageddon is Antichrist, Gog, coming from Magog, will invade Israel.
Gog is the Antichrist.
Gog is the Antichrist.
And Magog?
Is Russia.
So Antichrist from Russia?
Yes, that's exactly what he says.
Antichrist
comes from Russia or has to do something with Russia or is the leader of Russia. Well, he says God from Magog. Now, if you check the best Bible dictionaries, okay, the best ones, they will tell you that in the old maps, Magog was Russia. In fact, it was the northern area of the Caspian Sea, the Black Sea. Hmm. Okay, the Scythians were called, which today is South Russia. That's Magog. All right? So, he comes from Russia, all right? And then if you study, well, Daniel 7, okay, you see in Daniel 7 there are four beasts that represent. The first is Babylon, the second is Medo-Persia, the third is Greece, a leopard with four heads, and the fourth is a horrible beast. The prophet couldn't even describe this beast, okay? So this beast, again, from Daniel chapter 7, has 10 horns on its head.
Yes.
Okay, this fourth beast is Rome. This is not controversial.
The city of Rome?
Yeah, the fourth beast of Daniel chapter 7 is the Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire.
Exactly. Now, there is no controversy about this, all right? Because every serious Bible scholar will tell you the fourth beast is Rome.
Okay.
And we can prove it to you if we have time, but we'll do this with lack space here. So anyway, in Daniel chapter 7, there is this fourth beast with 10 horns. And then there is an 11 horns that comes from this fourth beast. So this fourth beast, which is the Roman Empire, it has 10 horns. Which says in Daniel 7, verse 21 until 25, says the 10 horns are 10 kings, and another shall rise after them, which shall subdue three horns,
yeah,
and it will take over. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same horn in Revelation 17 that the 10 horns give power to. It's a sense of parallel
so
prophecy.
So what does it mean, the 10 nations,
it means that the Antichrist comes from the kingdom of Rome.
The 11th horn is from the same area of the 10 horns?
Yes. Well, it comes from the head of the beast, of the fourth beast. Now, the 10 horns come from the geographical area of Rome, because the fourth beast is Rome.
The Roman Empire, you mean?
The Roman Empire.
Not Rome the city.
No, not Rome the city today.
Ah, okay.
The Roman Empire. So the prophet Daniel said the fourth beast is a fourth kingdom which shall take over the whole world. Mm-hmm. Now, Daniel prophesies this in Daniel chapter 7, which is 555 B.C. So in the 6th century before Christ, Daniel prophesied that Rome was going to take over the world. This happens 146 B.C. This happened just a century and a half before Christ. So the 11 horns comes from the fourth beast. Now, Rome did not control Russia. They hadn't even discovered Russia. Nobody wanted to go there. It's cold.
Yes.
Okay, but Rome controlled the whole known world.
Okay.
It controlled the whole Europe. They didn't go to Scandinavia. They didn't want to. There was nobody there. I mean, there were very, very few. Most of the Slavs, most of the barbarians, so-called, they were in Germany.
Yes.
Okay, Germany, Rome controlled the South Germany. So what I'm saying here, that from the fourth beast, Rome, there be 10 kings that shall arise to cover the world and give the power to the beast, to the 11 horn.
Okay.
This is Daniel chapter 7.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, so also the 11 horn comes from the Roman Empire. I think it's from Russia. But Russia was also in the Roman Empire, even though nobody was living there, because Rome controlled the whole known world.
Yes,
do you understand?
Yes. So it has to do only with Europe, the rise of the Antichrist. It has to do only with Europe, nothing to do with America and Obama.
There are other prophecies which we can share another time. Antichrist will fight against America, will destroy America. America is Babylon the Whore, Revelation 17 and 18, which the 10 horns who give power to the 11 horn, to the beast, Revelation 17, they will hate the whore and burn her with fire in the space of 1 hour. Read it. Revelation 17 and 18.
So actually the role of America in the end time, it has nothing to do with the Antichrist. It has to do with fighting against it?
Exactly, because America will defend Israel, which is in Daniel 11, it's called the King of the South. We can study another time. Okay, so the King of the South is Israel, backed up by America. The King of the North is Gog, coming from Magog, Russia, will fight against the King of the South.
So the Antichrist will fight against Israel, but Israel is backed up by America, like always was.
Exactly.
And therefore, the Antichrist will fight against America.
Exactly. You can see the division very well in Ezekiel 38, which is Armageddon. You see Gog, okay, that is followed by Iran, Persia, Libya, Ethiopia, basically all the Muslim country, okay,
yes.
Which is already, they're already on the side of Europe. Europe is traditionally on the side of the Arabs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of divide Europe, okay, divide. Russia is on the side of the Arabs. So you can see that. In Ezekiel 38, you see Gog, followed by the Arab country, the Muslim country, followed by the Magog, that's Russia, followed by Gomer. Gomer is Europe.
Mm. Okay. So conclusion, Obama cannot be the final Antichrist of the end time because of Ezekiel 38, you mentioned, Gog and Magog, and because of Daniel 7, where he talks about the fourth beast with the seven heads and 10 horns, and Revelation 17. Talks about the same 10 nations,
exactly,
who are actually coming from the geographical area of Roman Empire.
Yes.
And that's where the Antichrist will, yes, rise to power.
The 10 horns are from the Roman Empire, which already now in United Europe, there are 10 nations united, and there's a military.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then they will give the power to 11 horn, which we believe is Russia.
But the role of America will be actually that they will back up Israel,
yes,
as
fight.
The king of the South, fighting against the Antichrist, the
fight
king
against,
of the North.
Exactly.
All right.
And then the king of the North, Antichrist, will win. They will, and he will invade Israel. That is in Ezekiel 38 and 39.
I understand.
That's Armageddon. Then Jesus Christ steps in. Okay, the tribulation, 3.5 years, the rapture. And then after that, Jesus Christ returns for Armageddon, destroys the Antichrist and his followers, Russia, Europe, the Muslim, mm-hmm, etc. Okay, in Armageddon, which is the northern side of Israel. You can see that in Revelation 19, verses from 11 up.
Amen. I understand. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Joseph.
God bless you.